They say, if you want to define what exactly is a board meeting, it's a group of people that take minutes and waste hours. In today's Torah reading, we find the tremendous miracle of the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. What we may not be familiar with is what occurred behind the scenes. It's brought down in the Sefer Haggadah, Kishamdu Yisrael al Hayam, Hayushvatim Menatzchim Zemze. As the Jewish people were standing in front of these waters, the Mitzrayim rapidly approaching, they began to quarrel with one another and discuss and wonder what to do. Ze Omer Einani Yored Techil Yam, Veze Omer Einani Yored Techil Yam. This group of people said, I'm not going into that sea. It's suicide. The other person said, well, I'm not doing it either. Mitoch shahayu omdin v'notlin eitza elu v'elu, as they were in the middle of discussing what exactly to do, who should be the one that should give up their life to jump into the sea. In the meanwhile, kafatz Nachshon ben Aminadav v'yored liyam techila. A man by the name of Nachshon stood up and jumped into the waters. He was the first to go. And because of his acts of bravery and leadership, Lafichach Zacha Yehuda Lasos Memshola Yisrael, it's befitting that his ancestors would be the ones who would be the rulers, the kings of the Jewish people. But as Nachshon stood up and immediately took action, what was Moshe Rabbeinu doing at that particular time? Says the Sefer Haggadah, Ba'osa Shah, Hayim Moshe Marech B'tfila. Moshe Rabbeinu was engaged in deep prayer to Hashem. Says the Sefer Haggadah, Amr lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hashem, listening to Moshe's prayers, said that Eis L'Katzer V'Eis L'Harech. There is a time in which a person should spend a tremendous amount of time pouring their hearts and their souls in prayer. But there's also Eis L'Katzer. There's also a time in which an abbreviated tefillah is more appropriate. B'nai Shruyim B'Tzar, my children, the Jewish people, are in anguish and in pain. B'hayom Soger, this huge body of water is closed before them. The Oyev Rodef, and the adversaries, the Egyptians, are pursuing after them. The Ata Omed Umar B'Tfila. Is this the proper forum? Is this the right time for you to be engaged in prayer? Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'Yisau. Rather, go forward, go directly into the sea. This is coming to tell us that there are certainly times in our lives that we must sit down and be engaged in negotiations. We must sit down and discuss all the various options of what one should and shouldn't do. And of course, there's a time to pray. But when Oyev Rodef, when we're being pursued by our enemies, we must take action. We need an immediate response. And sometimes, it's not the great leaders like the Moshe Rabbeinu, but even the simple individuals, without all the political decisions that they need to make, similar to a Nachshon, jumping, taking immediate action. We find this also when it came to the funeral procession of Yaakov Avinu. He was being buried in Hebron, Marta Machpelah, and there was Esav and his constituents that felt that Esav also had a right to be buried in this plot of land. And they told the children of Yaakov that we're going to go back to our homeland, to our city. There in our safe deposit box, we have a document, in fact, stating that Asav has rights to this property, that he should be buried there. And then we're talking and discussing and negotiating. And there was one man that did not overhear this conversation. The reason why he could not overhear the conversation is because he was hearing impaired. And his name? Hushim ben Dun. Hushim ben Dun stood up, walked over to Esav, and as graphic as it seems, chopped off his head. And that head rolled into the cave of Machpelah, as though to give the message that Esav's mind was capable of reaching the level of our avos, of our matriarchs. However, his body, his actions, he does not deserve to be buried in such a place. But why Hushim ben Dun? There was no one else that could have made that decision to have been proactive, to not allow an Esav HaRasha to stand in the way of a funeral. And the answer is that he wasn't part of this conversation. He wasn't involved in negotiating, but rather he saw that something wasn't right. And this was not a time for negotiations. This was a time in which Yaakov Avinu, for Kavod HaMeis, needed his remains to be taken care of. And therefore he, similar to Nachshon, stood up. He stood up for what he knew was right. On this seventh day of Pesach, we've experienced and read and davened in our Shemoneh Esrei that it is Azman Cherusenu. It's a holiday which we commemorate our freedom. But how many of us here today actually stopped for a moment and thought about those people who unfortunately are not experiencing any form of Cherus? The Israeli soldiers who are in captivity. Similar to Nachshon ben Aminadav and to Hushim ben Dun, I know of a woman who is not sitting back, who is not quiet, but rather she is speaking up on behalf of her son. I'm referring to Mickey Goldwasser, the mother of the kidnapped soldier Ehud Goldwasser. I'd like to share with you for a moment a letter that she wrote to her son Ehud, or as she affectionately calls him, Udi. Udi, my child, today is Passover Eve, the holiday of liberty. The family will celebrate Passover separately this year. We have never celebrated any holiday in this way. We were always together, laughing, chattering, fooling around, and mainly feeling immensely happy. But we are here with you each and every moment, day and night. And we are not letting go. We are not waning. No one will defeat us. Tonight, we will try to smile as a show of gratitude to our host. We will try. Udi, I must tell you, I've been approached by several families who suggested that they not celebrate Passover this year in solidarity with the three families whose sons remain in captivity. We do not know these wonderful families, but I ask them not to give up on the holiday, but rather celebrate it, despite those who want to weaken and defeat us. We will celebrate tonight with an empty chair, your chair. I promise you that no one will defeat us, neither Hezbollah nor Hamas. We will not be undermined from within either. We will secure your release. Our war today for your release guarantees the safety of all our children tomorrow. Udi, I suppose you don't know what day it is today, that the sky is blue and spring is just around the corner. Perhaps the scents of the new blossoms are reaching you. Maybe you can hear the singing of the migrating birds, and maybe it's your thoughts that are wandering. But we are here with you, each and every moment, day and night. And we are not letting go. We are not waning. No one will defeat us. Happy Passover to you, my child. Happy Passover to all of Israel. Your mother, Miki. One of the halachos of Sefiras HaOmer, I believe, truly focuses in on the power of Miki Goldwasser, as well as that of Nachshon ben Aminadav and Chushim ben Dan. The Mechaber tells us, Mitzvah al kol echad lispor la'atzmo, but sarach lispor mu'umad. That when it comes to the counting of the Omer, it's an obligation on every single person as an individual to recite the Omer, and they need to say it, and it must be said mu'umad. It must be said standing. I believe this is the message that we also must carry with us. We cannot say it's someone else's responsibility. Now let someone else take the job of being an advocate to try to help release our soldiers, to try to create a Zman Chirusein for them. No. Mitzvah kol echad la'atzmo. Every one of us has that obligation. And it's not enough to think it, but v'sarach lispor. It needs to be said. We must speak out. We must be heard. And similar to Sefiras HaOmer, we must be mu'umad. We must stand up for what we know is true and what is right. To be proactive, every single one of us, kol echad la'atzma. One way that this can be accomplished is going on the internet to the website freethesoldiers.org and to click on the icon stand up. There are so many things that we can do today, whether it's to sign a petition, to send this website to our friends, to send a letter to Congress, and of course, to pray. For us to pray for their release, so that one day they may experience a Pesach, a true Zman Chirusenu, a time of freedom for the Israeli soldiers and all Klal Yisrael. Amen. Good Yom Tov.